And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of January, 2016. It's Christmas in the Russian Orthodox Church, which observes the Julian calendar. It was on this day, 1789, this country held its first presidential election. The turnout was very small because only white men with property could vote. And of the 3 million people in America in 1789, 600,000 were slaves, and many more were women or men who didn't own property. So in the end, fewer than 39,000 people voted, and they elected George Washington, and he was inaugurated at the end of April. It's the birthday of the man most responsible for reviving Hebrew as a spoken modern language, Eliezer ben Yehuda, born in Lushki, part of the Russian Empire, in 1858, who wanted to make sure that Jews from around the world could communicate with each other. At the time, children from Jewish families often learned some Hebrew at Hebrew school, but at the time, nobody on earth spoke modern Hebrew at home as a first language. They spoke, many of them, Russian or Yiddish. So Ben Yehuda wrote the first modern Hebrew dictionary, and he raised his child to be a native speaker. Today, modern Hebrew is spoken by more than 7 million people in Israel. It's one of Israel's two official languages. The other is Arabic. It was on this date in 1610, Galileo Galilei wrote a letter describing his discovery of three of Jupiter's moons that were orbiting the giant planet. It was an important discovery and went a long way toward confirming the theory of Copernicus that the Earth went around the sun and not the other way around. It's the birthday of the novelist Nicholson Baker in New York City, 1957, who wanted to be a composer but changed his mind one day when he saw his mother laughing out loud at an essay in the New York Times Book Review. He said, "My mother's laughter was miraculous, suddenly ripping out over some words in a periodical." He became a technical writer and then wrote his first novel, The Mezzanine, 1988, followed by Vox and his most recent Traveling Sprinkler. And it's the birthday of the novelist Zora Neale Hurston, born in Notasilga, Alabama, 1891. Arrived in Harlem with $1.50, no job, no friends, and a lot of hope, she said. She was 34 years old, but she entered Barnard College, and she went on to write Their Eyes Were Watching God and Dust Tracks on a Road. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran entitled Suicides. There was the one who walked into a river with her pockets full of stones, and the one who started her car with the garage door closed, determined to drive herself elsewhere. The youngest went into the kitchen and placed her head where she had so often placed chickens or hams. These were the women whose voices I carried in my backpacks, whose books moved with me from one city to another. And one day I realized I had outlived all of them. I was sad that they could not describe the other world, that they offered no map to old age. Was it dangerous to write? I began to walk more carefully beside rivers, to eat cold food, to let someone else back the car out of the driveway. Suicides, a poem by Faith Sheeran from her collection Telling the Bees, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.